As her three dogs run around the good-sized play yard, Gretchen Moore gets ready to open my best friend's place for the day. It's a coffee shop, but dogs shouldn't drink coffee, so that one part is for people. The rest of the business is all about the dogs. Moore sits down briefly to talk about how she got the idea for a dog cafe.
I was in Seattle, and we were at a hotel, and out the window we watched dogs and people go into a coffee shop and get their coffee, and then come out of the coffee shop and go down the street like a half a block and go into a dog park and just have fun. So I thought maybe Ketchikan needed something cool.
Work started in November of last year, picked up this spring, and is not quite finished. There are a few items that still need some work. The whole complex includes a retail pet store, a self-serve dog bathing area, and of course, the dog cafe. Moore says the coffee shop works with health codes because all the human beverages and wrapped snacks are self-serve.
We don't serve you. We will serve your dog, though. One of the most popular treats we have is the pumpkin puppuccinos. So they're super cute, and 99% of the dogs love them.
So people bring their dogs, get some coffee, maybe a treat for their dog, and then they can stay in the cafe with their dog. If the canine is feeling energetic, though, they can go out with their human into the play yard. Moore says they'll work with dog owners who have anxious or aggressive dogs as well.
You can come in here with that dog, and we'll give you your time in here to let your dog run and play. So it's a nice opportunity for people that are working very hard to socialize or rehabilitate a dog.
Moore also heads up BARC, a nonprofit animal rescue organization. It started about 3 years ago and also operates out of the new location. Before this new venture, Moore's business was centered at Groomingdale's boarding kennel. That location also housed a small retail space and the rescue operation. Only the boarding kennel remains at that North Tongass Highway site. The rest of the business is now inside city limits close to Walmart. Moore takes me around the new facility, which will include a cat cafe, the Litter Box Lodge. That's where people will be able to sit and drink coffee with BARC's adoptable feline guests. But that's not open yet.
We set it up, but it was just sort of a quick setup, and I didn't like it. So I'm changing it, so we're not going to go in there.
There aren't any cats in there anyway, because three were adopted the previous day.
So this is the self-bathing room. And you can just come in.
This room is of particular interest to me. I have a large dog with a tendency to roll joyfully in dead fish. The tub is at waist level, and Moore says they'll help a person find the right shampoo for their dog's needs. They also have blowers to dry the dog after its bath. The new larger retail space has all the items one would expect, including a rather zen-like room dedicated to tropical fish and reptiles. After the tour, I get my two dogs out of the car and turn them loose in the play yard with Moore's dogs, just to test it. It passed the test. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.